Page 172. Listen for main ideas.
Students in cities like New York are used to hearing wide variations of English. In a town where immigrant communities flourish, many dialects and languages mix with standard English. In fact, there's an international high school that encourages immigrant students to use and develop their native tongues while learning English. It's a new approach, and as Richard Schiffman reports, it seems to work.
The philosophy of the school is that you learn by doing and not by hearing the teacher lecture. In this math class, for example, six teams of young people are gathered around lab tables, building their own miniature temple out of cardboard. But to find out what really sets this school apart, you need to get up close. The four teenage boys at this table are planning their temple in Polish. At the other tables, they're speaking Spanish, English, and Mandarin Chinese. This is not just a bilingual classroom, it's a multilingual one. And the pupils here are all recent immigrants to the United States. Their teacher, Jennifer Schenke, walks around the room quietly helping out.
They love building things. This has been really successful. And they've learned a lot of math that they didn't have before. Just doing scale and proportion. And I feel pretty good about that because they didn't know that they were learning it until they learned it.
Schenke is happy that her pupils are learning math and enjoying themselves in the process. And she's especially pleased that they're teaching one another. She knows that many in her classroom wouldn't be able to follow her if she lectured, so she depends on the pupils who know more English and more math to help teach those who know less. That's what's happening now at the lab tables. They're helping each other out in their own languages.
I think what we hear the most is a feeling of not fitting in.
Priscilla Villarreal left Chile when she was 14 years old. She says that although they come from all over the world, the students at the international high school understand each other very well.
Since we all are immigrants in here, we all know what to be different feels like, so we support one another. Whenever we have problems with pronunciations or we missing words or something, whatever we're saying, we correct one another kindly. We don't make fun of each other. That's what I really like about the school.
New York City can be an intimidating place, even for those who've spent their whole lives here. But for young people who've just been uprooted from tight-knit extended families and traditional communities abroad, the city can seem positively unfriendly. Teacher Aaron Listhaus says that young immigrants don't just need a place to learn English and other subjects. They need, above all else, a place that feels completely safe and welcoming.
It's particularly important for these students to have a comfort level in a place called school and for that school to feel like home, to feel like their needs are going to get met, they're going to be listened to, they're going to be valued for who they are and the diverse backgrounds that they come from, and that those things are viewed as what makes them special rather than what makes them a problem.
The fact that immigrant youngsters speak a language other than English, Listhaus says, is seen by most educators as a problem that needs to be corrected. The usual approach is to teach students exclusively in English and to suppress the use of their native language. Evelina Nomowicz, who came to the U.S. 3 years ago from Poland, remembers what it was like to find herself in a typical New York City school.
Sometimes it was so difficult because I didn't know what was the subject all about, what was she speaking about, and I would need somebody to translate even a little bit for me, you know, and we couldn't because we would have to write something like an essay or, you know, like punishment if we spoke Polish.
Evelina says she was relieved when she transferred to the international high school, where she not only wasn't punished for speaking Polish, she was encouraged to bone up on her native language at the same time as she was learning English. Instructor Aaron Listhaus says that it's important that young immigrants don't lose their languages, as his own immigrant parents from Eastern Europe did.
My parents have a hard time speaking in their native languages at this point. And to me, there's something sad about that. The language is more than just the way that you communicate with the world. It's the way that you interpret the world in your own head. So to me, there's something more than just communication that's lost when you lose your native language.
And teacher Kathy Rucker adds that speaking another language also has a practical economic value.
People in the future are going to have to communicate in more than one language, it seems to me, because there's so much rapid travel, there's so much international business.
Today, as also in the past, immigrants to the U.S. often feel the need to assimilate as quickly as possible into mainstream American culture. But there is one place, at least, where new immigrants are being encouraged to keep what is unique to them. From the International High School in New York, I'm Richard Schiffman for The World.